Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dude, dogs and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Now that John Harbaugh is available, I have him neck and neck with Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy is a guy that I have been banging the drum for several weeks now because, in my opinion, Mike McCarthy was the best candidate available for the Giants. Mike McCarthy checks all the boxes that I believe the Giants should be looking for in their next head coaching hire. Super Bowl winner, a guy that has made the playoffs double-digit times in his career, multiple stops he's done that, has developed young quarterbacks in Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott. So to me, Mike McCarthy was the guy. And I've been campaigning for him for a while now, really ever since Dable lost the job. And I felt at times I was alone in that crusade. And I knew that if John Harbaugh and or Mike Tomlin became available, everybody would be on board for the Giants hiring one of those two individuals. And let me be clear. If the Giants hire John Harbaugh, I'll be thrilled. I'll be ecstatic. So excited because he fits the exact mold that this team needs. And I do believe the Giants are a playoff team next year with John Harbaugh. But I also think that the Giants are a playoff team next year with Mike McCarthy. Yet, over the last month or so, nobody is excited about Mike McCarthy or the prospects that Mike McCarthy would take over as the Giants' new head coach. Yet, as soon as this news broke, and I was sitting here in our newsroom, I was listening to Craig and Chris McMonagle here. McMonagle went nuts. The internet went nuts. And everybody's like, you got to hire Harbaugh right now, immediately. Did a little homework here. Let's go over John Harbaugh's resume. And it's excellent. Harbaugh has won a Super Bowl. He has a 6-14 winning percentage, 180 and 113 in the regular season. John Harbaugh is 13-11 in the playoffs, 12 playoff appearances, 11 double-digit win seasons. And outside of this year, of course, has had recent regular season and playoff success. That's John Harbaugh. Super Bowl, over 600 winning percentage, 13-11 in the playoffs, 12 playoff appearances, 11 double-digit win seasons for John Harbaugh. Now here's Mike McCarthy's. Super Bowl champ, over 600 winning percentage, 174, 112, 11-11 in the playoffs, 12 playoff appearances, 11 double-digit win seasons. Point me in the direction where John Harbaugh is head and shoulders above Mike McCarthy. Point me in the direction. John Harbaugh has developed a dual-threat quarterback, and he made Lamar Jackson into a multiple-time MVP. Well, Mike McCarthy developed Aaron Rodgers, you know, the guy that a lot of teams passed on draft day, into a future Hall of Fame quarterback. Mike McCarthy, just ask Dak Prescott, he'll tell you. Mike McCarthy developed Dak Prescott into a guy that could win an MVP. Yet, Mike McCarthy gets no credit for that as far as media, as far as fans, as far as excitement level. But John Harbaugh does. And again, let me be clear. I will be thrilled if the Giants hire John Harbaugh. Thrilled. And based on reports from Adam Schefter, Harbaugh is emerging, obviously, as a favorite to be the Giants head coach. It's the guy they want. They've done their due diligence because they were, and this is smart by the Giants. You give them credit. You give Joe Shane credit for sniffing this out that Harbaugh potentially could be available. Yet, no excitement for Mike McCarthy. No Mike McCarthy. Like, the last couple weeks, Mike McCarthy's not the leading candidate. Keep an eye out on Kevin Stefanski, who's going to interview tomorrow with the Giants. More on him in a little bit, because I do not want the Giants to hire Kevin Stefanski. That was before Harbaugh became available. Now that Harbaugh's available, definitely don't want Stefanski. Not changing my opinion on it either way, but I will lay out why I do not want Kevin Stefanski here. even if Harbaugh wasn't available, even if Mike McCarthy wasn't available, I wouldn't want Kevin Stefanski. But more on that in just a little bit. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why Mike McCarthy is so overlooked and so disrespected. And yet here we are. Maybe it's the last name, the Harbaughs. And by the way, John Harbaugh, let me see you do it in a different location. Not saying he can't. Not saying he won't. He, in all likelihood, will. But Mike McCarthy had great success with the Packers, went to Dallas, and won 12 games, three seasons in a row, and made the playoffs. John Harbaugh is 13-11 in the playoffs. Mike McCarthy is 11-11. Okay, two more wins. The excitement that I'm seeing all over the place from all John, and I'm fighting with my friends on text chains here. Everybody thinks Harbaugh is clearly better, and I disagree. I think Harbaugh and Mike McCarthy, to me, neck and neck. I would be thrilled with either higher. And maybe I'm missing something, and you can help me out. We could help each other. Perhaps I could convince you that McCarthy is on the same level as a John Harbaugh. Or you could say, Loogie, you're nuts, you're ridiculous, this is a stupid take, you're ruining WFAN minute by minute. Here's why you're wrong. I want to hear from you. Because I absolutely cannot understand it. In fact, I was fighting with somebody right before I got on the air in a text, and they said, oh, John Harbaugh has had way more success than Mike McCarthy. No, actually he has not. They have a very similar winning percentage in the regular season. Harbaugh has won six more games in the regular season. That's it, six. Their playoff resumes are very similar. They have both won a Super Bowl. They have both made the playoffs 12 times. They both have 11 double-digit win seasons. And they have both developed young quarterbacks. In fact, McCarthy has done it now twice. Similar in age, too, so you can't even point to a Kevin Stefanski's a younger candidate, so you like that because it's a longer runway to pair with Jackson Dart, which, by the way, I do not want Stefanski. I'll get into that more here in this hour, maybe even early next hour, throughout the show. I got you for 5 hours. So you can't even bring up that. Now you're going to tell me, what, Lamar Jackson isn't really the real deal? He's not a great quarterback? And Harbaugh, with smoke and mirrors, has turned Lamar Jackson into a multiple-time MVP and a stud? But that's why they've come up short in the playoffs over the last couple years? And if another reminder, so we don't get this conflated. I would love if John Harbaugh coached the Giants. He's exactly what this team, what this franchise, what Jackson Dart needs. But Mike McCarthy also fits that bill. And if for some reason, because yes, and we'll go over all the multiple landing spots. We know that obviously six teams have fired their coaches. And based on a report by Adam Schefter, there is a mystery team that has reached out to John Harbaugh's agent. We will dissect that and speculate who that mystery team might be. And the Giants' job is extremely attractive. Do you want to say it's number one? I think that's fair. I would say that based on market, based on quarterback, based on a roster that I've been. And this is the other thing, too. I have sung the praises of Joe Shane on this radio station for a while now. And whether it's phone calls, whether it's social media responses, everybody says that I'm lost. I'm clueless, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Yet, when John Harbaugh gets fired, everybody says, well, he should absolutely want the Giants job. It's the most attractive. What makes it the most attractive? Yes, Jackson Dart, but also the roster and the young core that Joe Shane has built. So for everybody that thinks that John Harbaugh is going to skip his way to New York, well, yeah, he's going to do that because of the roster that Joe Shane has built. All right, that's number one. Number two, even if we all have our big blue rose-colored glasses on and say, well, the Giants are automatically the number one spot, he's not going to look elsewhere, Titans have Cam Ward. The Falcons have a really good roster. Don't sleep on them. Now, I know Cousins is, you know, obviously past his prime, and Michael Penix Jr. might not be the answer, but you still have a really good roster there. You get a quarterback in Atlanta in a bad division, they're going to compete for years. Are we ruling out the fact that John and Jim can't reunite and figure out a way to coexist with the Chargers? Are they the mystery team? So it's not a shoo-in that he's coming here. I would love it. We would all love it. But I think we have to look at the overall landscape of the NFL before we say it's automatically a slam dunk. And I will, as long as this head coaching job, on the Giants is vacant, I will continue to say that Harbaugh, McCarthy, to me, neck and neck. Harbaugh won a Super Bowl. McCarthy won a Super Bowl. Harbaugh, over a 600 winning percentage. McCarthy, over a 600 winning percentage. They have both made the playoffs 12 times. They have both have 11 double-digit win seasons. Yet when McCarthy's been sitting out here for the last couple weeks, nobody seems to care, and everybody overlooks him. But the second John Harbaugh gets fired, everybody can't wait to ask. This is the situation here. And it's not me saying anything as far as physical. I'm just saying what I feel like John Harbaugh is the hot girl in high school is now single. And everybody can't wait to ask her out. Where Mike McCarthy, yeah, I mean, attractive. Yeah, absolutely. Good personality. Great. But you know what? Not as hot as John Harbaugh. In our minds, at least. So we overlook McCarthy. And with Harbaugh, we can't wait to hire him. Both great candidates. Both fit the bill. Yet one is viewed in a certain way and the other isn't. And I don't understand it. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Mike in Sayreville. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Tommy? Thanks for taking my call. I tell you what, you're spot on with the Mike McCarthy take. I don't care what all the media is saying, what everybody's trying to articulate with John Harbaugh being like this, great. He's a great head coach. And like you said, we'd be thrilled with that.
So is Mike McCarthy, though.
Exactly. You cannot teach experience. You can't.
Well, they both have great experience. Yeah.
And a lot of the coaches do. They do. However, you can't teach playoff success. Experience. This situation for the Giants right now is completely on them getting one of these two candidates. That's it.
Well, they need a guy with experience. You're 100% right. And I was early on this train as well, because when everybody was drooling over all these candidates that are coordinators, I was the one sitting here saying the Giants need to hire a CEO, the adult in the room, the head of the table, a program builder. That was me. I was the one saying that first. And now that we are at the end of the season, season's over here, everybody, they need a coach with experience. They need a coach with experience. So you have Harbaugh, you obviously have McCarthy, you have Kevin Stefanski, Cliff Kingsbury just got let go in Washington. Those guys automatically go to my brain of, coaching experience. But Harbaugh and McCarthy, neck and neck. Their resumes are literally identical. Yet Harbaugh, reaction-wise, from Giant fans, from media, from everybody, is a no-brainer, slam dunk hire, and Mike McCarthy is yesterday's news. When Mike McCarthy just made the playoffs with the Cowboys 2 years ago. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Andrew in Belmar. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing? Congratulations on the new show. I love you. You're my favorite guy on radio. I'm pumped that you're on for 5 hours every night.
Well, thank you, Andrew. You now have something in common with my mother. So you have that to put a little feather in your cap.
I think a lot of other people also, you just don't know about that, maybe.
You know what it is? You know what it is, Andrew? People are just so mean to you on social media that you think that one guy that sits in his basement watching, Murder, She Wrote, and that has 17 different Twitter accounts, represents the entire fan base. But we all know that's probably not true, Andrew, and there's a lot of
Loogie
fans out there.
Yeah, most people on social media, they're just jealous. That's all that it is.
Oh, they are. Okay. Well.
Yeah, 100%.
They have a funny way of showing it.
They're our Giants.
Yeah.
Yes, get into our Giants. I'm a massive Giants fan also. Mm-hmm. So I think you're a little bit – I get your point, but I think where you're going a little bit wrong is it's more like the eye test. McCarthy, I feel like a lot of times he has blunders, with the clock management and things like that. I just don't –
Did John Harbaugh blow the game on Sunday? That was a blunder.
That was a. Did the Ravens?
Hold on. Did the Ravens? They had a golden opportunity. Golden opportunity. The Chiefs in their building, they had them on the ropes a couple years ago, and they couldn't have blown that game anymore, and the Chiefs got by. What would that doesn't land on Harbaugh? He's had a lot of bad playoff losses recently.
Yeah, so I actually think Lamar Jackson is more of the issue. I don't think Lamar Jackson is ever going to win anything, because when it comes tight, the blunders are his fault. That's my opinion. I don't like Lamar Jackson. I think he's the one that caused most of those problems.
Okay, that's a fair take. But I think that the head coach oversees everything, and it ultimately lands on his shoulders. Now, here's the good part of this, Andrew. We're going to find out, because much like with Brady and Belichick, now, I'm not comparing Harbaugh and Lamar to those two guys in terms of success, but it'll be interesting to see Lamar Jackson on his own now, and Harbaugh, assuming, by the way, he even wants to coach. Like, we're all making this assumption that John Harbaugh wants to be a head coach anymore. Maybe he wants to be a general manager. Maybe he wants to be a consultant. It's not a given that he wants, you know, maybe he takes a year off. I don't know that. You don't know that. Maybe he doesn't even know that. But it'll be interesting to see Harbaugh on his own, Lamar on his own, much like Brady and Belichick. Now, let's be real. Brady won that battle. Like, Bill can't even get hired in the pros, and Brady won a Super Bowl in Tampa. Now, I'm not saying Belichick wouldn't have had any success without Brady, but Brady had the success post-Belichick. Belichick did not have success post-Brady. We'll find out here with Harbaugh and Lamar, assuming Harbaugh takes another job and wants to stay as a head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I get your point. I think definitely Harbaugh's going to win this. I think Lamar Jackson, you're going to see, under a different coach, he's not going to be any better. In the big moment, he melts down.
Okay, I mean, that's a fair take, and like I said, that remains to be seen whether or not Lamar will have more or less regular season and or playoff success without Harbaugh. I want John Harbaugh to be the coach of the Giants. I do. It's not like I'm anti-John Harbaugh. I'm not. I think he's a hell of a coach. I think he had a tremendous run with the Ravens. If you don't, and you sound, if you're like Andrew, and you don't think Lamar Jackson is really that good, and John Harbaugh has really been the big reason why Lamar has had the success he's had, at least in the regular season, those are all great reasons to want to hire John Harbaugh. But what about Mike McCarthy? Like, do we forget how many teams passed on Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers was a slam dunk sure thing in the NFL. Mike McCarthy had nothing to do with that. Mike McCarthy had nothing to do with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott himself multiple times has credited Mike McCarthy with his development. You're telling me Mike McCarthy can't come here and develop Jackson Dart just like he did with Dak Prescott and Aaron Rodgers?
All right.
I think he can. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Pete's in Babylon. What's up, Pete?
Loogie.
What do you hear? What do you say? What's going on, Pete?
What are you doing, kiddo? Congratulations, bro. No one deserves it more than you do.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
And listen, you know, I've called and talked to you about this before and crying to Jesse Minta. But listen, my whole thought about wanting Jesse Minta was because of a Harbaugh and the Harbaugh brain and the Harbaugh mind.
The tree.
So we're in a good spot right now. I don't disagree with you about McCarthy. I mean, listen, the Cowboy thing kind of, you know, whatever. You want to go rate them a 10 and a 9. But I think we're in a good spot for the fact that we're going to get one of the two. Now, in my opinion, I don't think you're nuts about praising McCarthy, because he's got a good background, a good record. But he doesn't have the mindset of a Harbaugh, whether it be Jim or whether it be John, look at what they did with Minta. Minta is where he's at because of a Harbaugh. John Harbaugh's got that mentality, like a Gruden type, that's really groomed Jackson Dart and
yeah, you're saying that blue collar lunch pail type of mentality that services well in the Northeast. I understand that. And that's why I'm not saying that John Harbaugh isn't a great candidate. Of course he is. He absolutely fits the bill. He would be a terrific hire. And I understand why the Giants reportedly have him at the top of the list. I just don't understand why Mike McCarthy's not sitting there right with him. That's all. And that's what I want to get to the bottom of. And I really, really, for the life of me, can't understand why they are having Kevin Stefanski interview this week. And meanwhile, I'm sure McCarthy's going to get an interview, but Kevin Stefanski, one playoff win. That's it. One. Well, geez, back the truck up for this guy. One playoff win. Should have kept Brian Daboll. They have the same amount of playoff wins. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Heather on Long Island. What's up, Heather?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm just wondering why we're not talking about the Indiana coach.
Well, because
Harbaugh and McCarthy. What about Zignetti?
Here's why we're not talking about him. Two things. Number one, he has a job. And number two, he obviously just signed a new big-time contract. And I think number three, Heather, and whether this is fair going forward or not, there is a stigma of college coaches not being able to perform at the same level that they did in college in the pros. Like my uncle, for example, wants the Giants to at least consider Nick Saban. And Nick Saban obviously was not good with the Dolphins. Now, that was partially because of the quarterback situation. They should have had Drew Brees. If Nick Saban had Drew Brees, maybe he never went to Alabama and he would have won a Super Bowl with the Dolphins. We'll never know. But there's always that feeling of, man, can they make the crossover? Another thing, too, Heather, that I think is important here, and I don't know Kurt Zignetti from anybody, but when you're a college coach, especially in the modern era, do you see what these guys get paid? Better question. Do you see what they get paid when they get fired? They get paid more money to leave sometimes than they do to get out. That's why when everybody's like, Lane Kiffin's going to come coach the Giants. No, he's not. Lane Kiffin is going to go to LSU where it's warm 11 months out of the year. He's going to coach college kids. And then when he gets another better job in college, he's going to skedaddle again. A college coach is a great job to have. Great. You are the just ruler of that place. You run the campus. You think Kurt Zignetti or Lane Kiffin want, and this is nothing against anybody on the Giants beat. Let me be clear here. But you think they want to answer questions from Art Stapleton and Pat Leonard and Jordan Renan and Dan Duggan and have to hear me screaming about him or Marash screaming about him or Craig screaming about him or Boomer screaming about him? They don't want to deal with that. Kurt Zignetti turned the Indiana Hoosiers, a basketball program, into a football school. He's not leaving. And he just got paid a ton of money. No, he's building something big there. Now, do I think Kurt Zignetti is the Indiana coach in a couple of years? No. He's going to leave for like Notre Dame or Ohio State or Florida or LSU when Lane Kiffin leaves. Because that's how it works. Like as great as Indiana is right now, no offense, if you are an Indiana alum listening, you're still Indiana. And you'll always be Indiana. Meaning you're not going to be a blue blood. You're just not. Like it's extremely, extremely difficult to enter blue blood status, whether it's in basketball or whether it's in football. It just is. Even with good success, like Ole Miss has had a lot of good success with Lane Kiffin. They're not a blue blood. LSU is. That's the difference. Kyle Whittingham had a lot of success in Utah, but he left for Michigan because Michigan is a blue blood. Zignetti will do the same. Because Indiana will never be Michigan. They will never be Ohio State. I don't care if they win the national championship this year. They will not be Georgia. They will not be Notre Dame. Because it takes not a year, not 2 years, not 5 years. It takes decades to get to that status. Is Gonzaga a blue blood in basketball? They are not. Have they been terrific for forever now? They have. Are they North Carolina? They are not. Are they Duke? They are not. They're just not. But you're not going to the NFL, you're going to a better college program because they're going to back the truck up money-wise for you to be there. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Tommy. Great show.
Thank you.
So I definitely want Harbaugh, and if I'm Joe Shane, the first thing I do is as soon as I close the door for the interview, I say, Harbaugh, save me, Daddy. Please, Daddy, save me. I mean, for crying out loud. And if Joe Shane can't steal the deal on this, we fly a plane over, we have Shane get in the plane, and we fly the plane away. I mean, seriously. Harbaugh feels like a giant.
But Mike, here's
like
the thing,
Idaho
though.
Feels like a giant.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If Harbaugh doesn't become the Giants head coach, it has nothing to do with Joe Shane from this perspective. If Harbaugh wants a new GM, right, then I think the Giants will oblige and they'll get rid of Shane. I do, because it's Harbaugh. But it's not like Joe Shane's going to do anything to screw it up as far as the interview process. You know what I mean? Like, so if Harbaugh wants the Giants, he will take the job because he is, based on reports, he is their top candidate. And if he wants Shane out of here, I got to imagine the Giants are going to listen to him, and they're going to give him the power he wants because of the success he has had. So Joe Shane, really, in a lot of ways, based on that, probably wouldn't want to hire Harbaugh if he wants him at new GM. But I think Joe Shane has done a good job, and I will continue to say that, and I will continue to be mocked for it, and I will continue to be told you're wrong, but I'm right, because look at the quarterback situation. That's on Joe Shane's watch. Do yourself a favor. Now, you watch the games, but also look up how great the Giants' offensive line was this year. Joe Shane built this offensive line. You just brought up Scadaboo. He was a steal in the draft this year. In fact, Joe Shane, his last two drafts have been terrific. The defensive line, led by Brian Burns, Joe Shane acquisition. They've underperformed statistically as a unit, but I think that's all scheming and coaching. You're telling me, and Dexter Lawrence, which the Giants are going to have to make a decision on, I believe is not washed. I think he was checked out. Is it a money thing? Could be. Is it a losing thing? Could be. Is it one of those situations where he just needs a change of scenery? Perhaps. I think that's one of those things you circle and look at and say, all right. Now, that also depends on the head coach. Like Harbaugh could come here or McCarthy could come here and say, we're not trading Dexter Lawrence. There's no shot. I don't care if we're getting first-round picks. I want to win. I want to win out of the gate. And Dexter Lawrence, to me, this is me speaking as one of these guys, he lost his way a little bit, but we're going to find it here because we're going to build that culture that's going to get him motivated. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Chris and Bethpage. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Lugie. Listen, this has Vrabel, Drake May written all over it. I really think if they get Harbaugh, I just think it's the perfect fit. I know you're a big McCarthy fan, and you're going to be happy if they hire Harbaugh.
Of course.
You said that.
Yes.
And I totally agree with you on Shane.
But why can Mike McCarthy not have the same success that John Harbaugh has? They have had similar success, if not the same exact success, throughout their careers. And by the way, McCarthy has done it in two different places.
Yeah, I know. I just have a feeling of what I personally think. I think Harbaugh, by the way, had Flacco and which he's had two young quarterbacks that he's developed.
Okay? So is McCarthy.
No, I understand. I'm not saying.
But it's not that I'm picking on you, Chris. It's just everybody always says about John Harbaugh, it's this. And then when I say it about McCarthy, everybody's like, yeah, but McCarthy's done, Harbaugh's done all this. McCarthy's done the exact same stuff. But yet nobody wants him. And everybody says, well, it's just my instinct. It's just my gut feeling. And it's like, okay, there's obviously a reason why people don't like Mike McCarthy and they don't want him to get the job. We're just going to try to figure out what that is. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Bruce in Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
How you doing tonight, Tommy? Great show, as always.
Thank you.
You know, I think that Mike McCarthy and John Harbaugh are basically the same guy, but Mike McCarthy's always been an NFC head coach, and I think Giant fans have always pretty much rooted against Mike McCarthy with Green Bay and Dallas.
So there's a bias, you think, from... No, by the way, Bruce, I think that's something to that, the fact that he was the Cowboys coach and that you hated him and you mocked him and all this stuff, and you don't want to get necessarily what you deem as the Cowboys' scraps.
Right, exactly. Even though it would be a great idea because Mike McCarthy knows the division.
And he knows, Bruce, exactly, Bruce, and he knows how to win. Both guys do, Harbaugh and McCarthy, they both know how to win because that's what they've done throughout their careers, and that's what's most important. Let's be real. If we're going off of history, neither John Harbaugh or Mike McCarthy would win a Super Bowl with the Giants, just because you win a Super Bowl in one place, you go to another place, not happening. But you can get to a Super Bowl, and you could build the program up. And that's exactly what this team needs. They need to build the program up. In 5 years from now, they need to be a consistent, through the 5 years, five-year plan, a team that wins double-digit games, gets to the playoffs, and has an opportunity to win the Super Bowl every year. That's what they need. Because you have a young franchise quarterback who I believe is the next great quarterback in this league. In fact, I think he could be a top-five quarterback next year if we're going through the names here, because I think there's only a couple of guys that are just shoo-ins to be top five. So they have the building blocks with a young nucleus roster. They need that head of the table, CEO, adult in the room, program builder to come in here and develop Dart, win games, and get them to the playoffs. Harbaugh and McCarthy both can do that. Yet I'm the only one anywhere that's saying Mike McCarthy, and everybody, stop traffic. John Harbaugh is now available. Stop traffic. It's mind-blowing to me because I've spent weeks, I've spent multiple, because let's be real, what are we talking about with the Giants since Dable got fired? It's all about head coach, was, and whether or not Shane was going to leave. But the reason why, to me, that was a non-story is because the Giants told you weeks ago that Shane was going nowhere. So really, everybody calling for him to be fired, you're just screaming at the clouds because it wasn't happening. For weeks upon weeks, I've been saying, Mike McCarthy, Mike McCarthy, Mike McCarthy. And nobody wanted to listen. Now here comes John Harbaugh, similar resume, and everybody wants to point to how great Harbaugh is, and they want to give the reasons why. Mike McCarthy has the same reasons, though. That's all. 888, so just have an open mind to it. Because let's be real. What if Harbaugh doesn't? That's really the crux of this. What if John Harbaugh either doesn't want to coach? What if John Harbaugh wants to be in the front office? I guess that's a conversation for him. Maybe he could be the Giants GM, and we could have that throughout the night. What if Harbaugh says, hey, I want to go coach Cam Ward? Or, hey, the Falcons roster's better. I want to go to Atlanta. Then what? Then you're hiring Kevin Stefanski? That better not be the case. More on that in just 1 second. I'm going to tell you why I don't want the Giants to hire Kevin Stefanski. I see all of the calls up there. We're getting to them. We got 5 hours here, after hours, positive Tommy in primetime, Giants head coaching search. John Harbaugh has been fired by the Ravens. He is now in the open market. The Giants plan on interviewing Kevin Stefanski tomorrow. They have requested a bunch of other individuals. We will get into all of them. We will also talk about this report that a mystery team has reached out to John Harbaugh. We'll speculate who that mystery team might be. So, a lot of football tonight. Again, the number's 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.